better.
Paging Dr. Faggot!
Get your hand off my penis!
I am going to savage you this week.
I am going to take each one of your pre-existing holes and fill it with my seed.
I want to see.
Oh, no, honey. Daddy's doing adult talk.
And then invite my infant son in to go potty inside of you like you're a rest stop bathroom.
Welcome to Hurtful Banter and Smooth Brain Bets, you absolute scotch finger.
All right, you cunts. This week has been the fucking shittest week. I don't know if everybody's league is like this, but I'm pretty sure the average score in my home league was like 650 points. It might just be that my score was so shit that I'm just assuming everybody's was. Every league I'm in has made me one step closer to killing myself. I don't think that I'm actually going to kill myself, but I don't know. If Tommy Turbo goes down with a hamstring this week, I might be on borrowed time. It's actually just me. I just had a really shit week. I just had a quick goosey gander, and I scored 652, which was the second lowest score. Luke doesn't count, because who even knows who the fuck Luke is? So I got beaten by Phil. I think that's why I'm so upset. Because imagine being beaten by a 45-year-old that works at Harvey Norman that has a wife that got impregnated by the man that lives inside of his shed. All right, so in my I'm not even going to talk about Phil, because fuck Phil. But I'm in this other league, this podcast, The Rubdown, and they've got a chick in it. And they do these bets that I'm pretty sure Natty, the host, put together because half of his fucking league doesn't know how to turn on a computer. So instead of just teaching them what to do and making them better at the fucking game, they just go, well, do play a bet. So it doesn't matter how good you are at the game, you're still going to be fucked. Because I've lost like three primo players. Tago, Isaac, what's his name? Isaiah Yo, and someone else. I can't remember right now. But three gun players. And this week I was like, all right, this will even it up. And I'll put some big dogs on the line because I'd rather die than be a massive fucking coward. Now I understand, I'm pretty sure it's Bobby that I was against. And I think that's the one female in the league. And it really goes to show you have to have a massive pussy to put this kind of bet on the line. Because she put Justin Olam, Jackson Hastings, and Kurt Capewell on the line. Which I would not take any of them even to put into my dog shit team because they're all absolute garbage. It just goes to show that there's a reason all the men are winning all the women awards. It's because they're substantially better at everything than women, including having a crack in a stupid player bet. And it's like, I've been so upset. I don't really know what to say about it. I've been crying myself to sleep most nights. I just don't know what to do because everyone keeps dying. Dewey died. The Dewey Decimal System, the Beirut Bandit, he went down. And I just don't know what to do about that information. He was going to be the top point scorer this year, and now he's not going to be that. And then in the home league, Tim, I'm giving him decent offers for Ponga. 37.5 average concussion every week, Kalen Ponga, and he won't take him. I'm not sure why, but it's very frustrating because I don't even like Kalen Ponga, but because we're in a 12-person league, there's no one left on the waiver wire that's worth a crack at. I'm probably just going to run an AE in my 5-8 position. But Tim is just the worst fucking guy. Oh, before I forget, if you have been enjoying this terrific podcast, that's probably the top five in the whole world by now, I would say. Can you just share it with your most retarded friend? Because that's probably who will find this at all entertaining. But if you can share it to one person, that would be like a big help. Because I'm going to try to do this for this footy season and see if it catches on. Because everybody, for the most part, most of the podcasts for fantasy football are stats and autistic Rain Man-like people oriented, which is why I like the Rubdown. The boys, they're pretty autistic, but at least they're funny. Where most of them, nails on a chalkboard, worst shit you could possibly put in your eardrums. So we'll just have a little goosey gander at how the matches went this week. Jake gave Doug an absolute hiding. Oh, Doug must have had a week like me. He scored 684. So he must have shat the bed just about everywhere. And it's good to see Jake get another win. He's the Pepper Boys' kryptonite, it would appear. Oh, he had the big C on Latrell Mitt, and he had a pretty good run. Then we had the McKerns take on who the fuck is Luke. And McKern just keeps going from strength to strength, took him out the few hundred point advantage. Then we've got Cracky Mitch took on Absentee Steve. And Steve must have stopped rooting for 5 minutes because he took out Mitch. I'm pretty sure that makes Mitch 0-6. I think that is like a hard thing to do if you're a blind, deaf retard. But he's managed to do it because he's just he's a talented man. And Jim took so fake Richard took an L to real won't come on the podcast gigantic coward Richard. But that's pretty nothing matchup. Richard's winning the league currently, but he'll probably miss the six because he's useless. And I got flogged by Phil. And no one's ever said that because he is a low T man, but he still managed to put the better fantasy football players on the park than me. So that really goes to show, no matter how much of a simpleton, dimwit, ugly, fat Arab he is. I don't think he's an Arab. He might be Indian. He won't tell us, but we'll keep guessing. So let's have a look at the ladder. All right, we'll go from bottom. So Mitchell. Oh, 0-7. That is so many. He's only at, what, 34 points off scoring the same amount of points as Luke, but he's well behind on everything else. So him and Steve are the two bottom dogs. Now, useless, worst podcast partner, Tim, he just can't cut a break. He's 2-5. Which is pathetic. It's as pathetic as the two boys that are currently ready to get in the cream bowl. But he might do some trades, but he probably won't because I offered him a really good one today and he turned it down because he thinks Kalen Pong is good, where I think he's averaged 45 over the last two seasons and gets concussed every three games. So I've got to make sure I remember to delete that trade, but he's just a fucking idiot. Who the fuck is Luke? Yeah, he's coming ninth, but there's no emotion there. I wish I disliked the guy or liked the guy, but I don't know who he is. Durs, he's popped up. He's up to eighth. So if he gets another couple of wins on the trot, he'll be scooting into the six. Jim's just on the periphery. He's coming seventh, but he's only one win outside of the six. So if he wins this week and me or Jake lose this week, he'll pop into finals contention. I'm coming sixth because all my players keep dying. I'm still a positive record, 4-3. Considering what's been going on, that's not too bad. Jake's just popped over me with a better total score. Phil's coming fourth. Doug's coming third. Oh, the king is dead. I love to see it. But McKern's coming second. Rich is coming first, which, like, if you've listened to any of the other episodes, you'll really know that he doesn't deserve anything in this world, in this life. But he's coming first. So I guess if that says anything, it probably just says God doesn't exist. All right, let's have a quick look at the games for this week. What round are we at? Round 8, are we? Oh, man, this year's getting long. All right, so we've got Doug taking on Luke. Doug will probably win that. Mitchell against Jake. I'm going to take Mitchell in the upset to take his first win in 8 games. Tim's taking on McKern. So Tim will probably be in cream bowl contention by the end of this week because he'll have a hard throb in his gob from McKern. McKern will step up from the finger he usually puts in his butt and put a whole wilp down his throat. Jim Bob's against Steve. It's a hard match to call, but I'll go with Jim, because at least he's come on the podcast. Bloody Steve's too busy rooting and looking after his infant. Won't pop on a bloody webcam for 5 minutes. And I'll probably just leave Dwayne and Doug's, what are those things called? Bed bug infested mattress. And he'll just itch up a loss and I'll scrape through with a win. And Phillip's taking on Richard. Two Kiwi idiots. Let's see. I'm going to go for Phil because that means Richard will pop, has a chance of losing top spot. And it's always, you see the king die. I think that's it for the roundup. I'm going to try to put a quick little number together. And yeah, just remember to follow Hurtful Banter on Facebook and Instagram. HurtfulBanter@gmail.com if you want to send any funny chat through. I didn't bother going through the chat today, so I'll do it on the other podcast. That'll be out on Thursday. There's a website, HurtfulBanter.com. Go on there. I don't know why you would go on there, because you're already podcasting through an app, assumedly. So, yeah, do that. All right. Fuck you.
Human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
You'd like my lip, wouldn't you? Right round your bell end. If Mr. Chippy doesn't get there first, what's he gonna knock up? A closet for you to hide in, you bumder!